Oh, that's right. We're right back here. It is a beautiful morning out there, and one I bet that Skip Aldous would like to be out there flying today. He is part of the Lima Flying Group, and they are coming to town this Saturday for the big aviation expo. And I tell you what, how you doing today, Skip?
I'm doing wonderful, Ann. How are you?
I'm great. You were in the Air Force, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Retired in 1994. We need to thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, thank you very much, but it was my pleasure.
Well, I guess you did get some good duty here. You got some good flight experience, right?
Yes, ma'am. Many, many, many years of it.
Many, many years. So that's terrific. Now, I got to ask you, how did you get into flying for all this aerobatic flight stuff that you're now involved in?
Oh, boy, that's a long story. But to make it short, after I retired from the Air Force, as I was driving around, I was always looking up at the sky at all the airplanes up there.
Uh-huh.
And one day my wife decided that I had to have an airplane so that I would keep my attention on the road when I was driving.
Okay.
And not be distracted. So I went out and bought an airplane.
Okay.
And within the year, I was requested by the flight team to try out and made the team.
Well, now, you know, this is a lot different than flying for the Air Force, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's a little more challenging in that it's constant, where in the Air Force we flew formation, but it wasn't for long periods of time. And we didn't do the maneuvers that we do now with the flight team with, you know, doing aerobatics in formation.
Correct.
Which, by the way, is very unique for our flight team. The only other teams that do it are the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. And the Snowbirds from Canada.
Wow.
Most, you know, we're the same size as they are, five or six airplanes, depending on the show. And we were the first civilian team to do formation aerobatics.
Now, whose idea was this to do this? Because there was already a team in place, correct?
Yeah, oh, guys way before me. Bunch of civilians that got together and decided they wanted some excitement in their life.
Back in, what was that, 1987?
87 was their first air show year, yes.
Okay. And so do you all practice a lot?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Formation aerobatics is something that requires a lot of skills, developed skills, and confidence.
Confidence in yourself or confidence in your team members or both?
All both. Both. As the team leader, the team members obviously are counting on me to do everything right and to keep them out of harm's way.
Do you ever have a discussion before you all get in the plane? Do you ever say, now, okay, has anybody had an off day? Are you feeling okay today? We're counting on you here today.
Absolutely. That's every day.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because I could think somebody could be having an off day and may not be paying attention or getting all the cues.
Yep.
Maybe somebody's got a cold or something, and they're just going, I don't know, I'm okay.
Yep. Now, we go through all of that in what we call our flight briefing. We discuss those things. Plus, we're together quite a bit. From the time we arrive at Greenwood, as an example, Friday afternoon, we'll be together until we depart Greenwood Sunday morning. So you get a pretty good feel for your team members.
Sure. I imagine you do. Now, what type, this is like the Blue Angels, or what separates what y'all do from the Blue Angels, for example?
Well, we're certainly not as loud or as fast as the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. We don't, you know, we're not flying jets. We're flying 1950s vintage Air Force and Navy trainers. But the maneuvers that you'll see us do on Saturday for the air show are very similar to what you'll see from either the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. We do formation aerobatics. We do quite a few head-on passes. exciting passes, close aboard passes, and wow the crowds. We're very precision-oriented.
Well, I think this is totally exciting. Now, one of the members of your team is Ed Hicks from over there in 96.
From over in 96, you're right.
Yeah.
Cap Med, we call him.
Captain Ed. Okay. Yep. Well, that sounds pretty awesome. How did this group all get together? Because some of you, let's see, you have some that live in Illinois, some that live in Maryland. I mean, and then we've got Ed up here in 96, and I think you're down in Lake City, Florida, aren't you?
I'm in Lake City, Florida, plus one of the other team members, Gary Donovan. Well, the team originally started west of Chicago in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
All the team members, the majority of the team members lived on an air park at Schaumburg called Napier Aero. And that's where the team started.
Okay.
Just Saturday mornings going out and flying formation and what have you. And then eventually they realized they could put together a air show performance that had some quality in it and started getting hired by air shows to perform. But over the years, some of those team members have retired or moved away, as Ed did. You know, several years ago, he moved to 96, probably about 5 years ago. And as team members retired, they had to hire, recruit newer pilots. And like myself, when I was recruited, I lived in Florida. So now for practices and whatever, we all have to commute to get together and practice and go to air shows. It used to be a lot easier.
Yeah, I imagine so. And I imagine it's kind of hard, too, to I'll use the word, break in somebody new.
Well, we don't hire an amateur. We don't start with people that have never flown formation.
Right.
Typically, like the T-34 group, there's a group of about 250 T-34s around the country, and they'll meet many weekends a year and just practice formation. So as the team members visit these what they call fly-in or formation clinics, we're always on the lookout for somebody that has formation skills.
Sure, but I bet it's still hard though to get everybody on the same page.
Well, it's a commitment you make to the team if you make the team.
Right.
The team unfortunately has to come before family because of the contracts and things that we sign with the various air shows. So everybody has to be dialed in on that commitment. And then when we typically make our schedule as far in advance as we can so that everybody can make arrangements. You know, but it wouldn't be the first time that I've missed an anniversary or a birthday because of an air show.
Well, I just want you to know I own a jewelry store also, as well as this radio station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you're ever in need, give me a call.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that sounds great. Now, what's one of the most difficult things that y'all will be doing when you're here this Saturday?
One of the most difficult?
One of the most difficult things.
Yeah.
There's something that everybody should be watching for and going, wow.
Yeah, well, boy, there's a lot of them, to be absolutely honest with you. Our opening maneuvers are pretty exciting. And then we have a high-speed pass head-on with, the team splits up into two elements, and we have what's called a head-on pass, high-speed. And there'll be a heart loop performed by the two solos.
Wow.
And we do a double overtake aerobatically where three of the airplanes are going as slow as they can go, and two are going as fast as they can, and they will do a loop around the slow airplanes.
Wow.
But I think the most memorable event that any of the spectators are going to see will be what we call our missing man pass.
Okay. What's
we
that?
We celebrate our veterans and our men serving now, men and women who are serving in the military services in every show we do. And that's toward the end of our show.
Oh.
Well, that's
a
very memorable event, and we ask all our spectators to remove their hats and pay reverence to our lost loved ones.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds, we have a great veteran center right here. In fact, while you're here, you got to go Uptown Greenwood. As a group, you got to go Uptown Greenwood, and you got to see all the toperaries. We have huge toperaries. I mean, we've got a tiger that's about 20 feet long.
Yeah, we saw those last year.
Did you? Great.
Yeah, we're very impressed with that.
Well, I'm.
You've got a very nice little town there.
We do, and we sure hope you get up there. We've got a new one this year. She's called Lily. I think she's about 10 feet tall mermaid sitting in a huge new water feature right there in Uptown.
Oh, wow. I'll have to take a picture for my great-granddaughter.
Great-granddaughter?
Great-granddaughter.
How young are you?
70.
70.
And going strong.
Going strong. Well, that is terrific. Well, we are sure excited that you are going to be coming to town here and being part of the Lima flight team and bringing your skills and your wow factor right here to the Aviation Expo this coming Saturday. Nobody should miss it, should they?
Nobody should miss it. We're very proud to perform for the people of Greenwood. Tell them to be watching the skies looking for yellow airplanes.
Yellow airplanes. Well, this is exciting. Do you ever think about how all this started? Didn't it start in World War One with the dogfights and everything?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it started in World War One, where they used the airplanes for aerial reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Until they realized they could drop bombs out of those reconnaissance airplanes. And then they started shooting at each other. So, yeah, that's where it started.
Well, I just wonder if you ever think, put yourself, I'm one of these that loves to put myself in. What would it have been like to have been part of that?
Oh, it would have been very exciting, I think.
Yeah,
I think
exactly. Well, Skip, thanks so much for calling us this morning. We'll be out there. We'll look forward to seeing you fly the friendly skies of Greenwood, and we sure appreciate the fact that you're bringing this show right here to Greenwood.
Yes, ma'am, Anne, and thank you so much, and we certainly appreciate having been invited.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much,
okay.
Skip.
See you Saturday.
All right. Sounds great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was Skip Aldous. I think that's correct. He is the head formation person for the Lima flight team. They were here last year. They did a fantastic job, and they're going to have a fantastic time out there Saturday. The air show actually starts at 2 o'clock, but there's things going on all day long. You don't want to miss it.